This morning, or today on Robinhood Radio, we can talk about a way where you can actually dispose of your Christmas tree rather easily. We have Dave Moran joining us. Dave, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
You are with the Boy Scouts, right?
Yes, we're Troop 22 in North Canaan, and we are offering an opportunity for residents of our neighboring towns to basically have their tree picked up on January 15th, and we will bring them to a recycling center. And we were hoping that will offer an opportunity for just a little less hassle for people to deal with their trees.
It is a hassle. And now, so let's talk a little bit about this. So you're out of Canaan, your Boy Scout troop, but in what towns can people use your service or call in and set up a chance to have them haul away the trees?
Sure. So that would be Sharon, Lakeville, Salisbury, Canaan, Falls Village, and Norfolk. And I'm sure if anybody calls from a bordering town close to those, we can make that work as well.
Now, your pickup date is set for January 15th, correct?
January 15th, yes, we'll come by. I just put it out by the curb, and we'll come by sometime after 8 o'clock to pick that up.
And this service is $10 per tree, right?
It is. It's $10 per tree, and it helps to support scouting and hopefully offers a nice service for our residents as well. But we have the scouting troop is very active. We have about 20 scouts and 8 adult leaders. And these fundraisers help to promote and support outings, adventures, rank advancements. We have now 42 Eagle Scouts.
Wow.
Since 1940. so it's growing, and there's more in the pipeline coming up. So.
Also, this is a nice community service project for the scouts as well, right?
Yeah, it's a nice opportunity for the scouts to get out and mobilize troops based on the towns and where the tree pickups are needed. And scouts need that community service too, building a good habit for the future for them.
You know who you should contact? You should contact the organization that sets up all those old Christmas trees in Salisbury. You could probably make a nice little profit from that. But it really is. What's great about this is I've seen the one year when I had a real Christmas tree and it was a snowy Christmas, I stuck the tree into a big snowbank that was about 3 feet. The thing lived right till springtime.
Because it had green right through.
Because it was getting water from the snowbank.
Absolutely.
It looked really nice. It looked strange. I had to take it down finally towards, the first week of March. But still, nobody wants to take that tree and dispose of it. It's because it's gummy at this particular point. It's sticky. I mean, it causes a headache. But this is a nice way to help what you do at the Boy Scout Troop 22. Do what you just said. I think when people hear of Boy Scouts, they think you just go to meetings. But that's not at all. This is an organization for children that is run basically like the organizations you see, the Rotary Club or stuff like that for adults. I mean,
sure.
you get involved in a lot of different things.
There's a lot of involvement, and it certainly is much more than just going to meetings. You're right about that. There's outings, there's adventures. They're getting ready to go to the Adirondacks again with one of our leaders, Joe Brennan. For an Adirondack winter adventure on one of the high peaks. And there's just opportunities throughout the year.
Now, once again, this is the Christmas tree removal for Boy Scout Troop 22. They'll recycle the tree. It's for folks in Sharon, Lakeville, Salisbury, Canaan, Falls Village, Norfolk. And if you're a nearby town, they'll see if they can fit you in. $10 per tree. To sign up, you on the web, tinyurl.com/troop22. tinyurl.com/troop22, or you can call 203-217-9917, and you set the pickup date as the 15th, because that really, I take my tree down on the 1st, but a lot of people like to leave it up for a little longer.
That's right. We had to arrive at a date for pickup to try to organize what could be a little bit of a logistical figuring out where to go and when to get them. So we came up with January 15th.
Nightmare time. And of
this
course
was the brainchild of our Walter Dean, one of our leaders, who was very actively involved in trying to help our troop raise money for support throughout the year.
And it's also good for the environment, the way you're going to recycle them.
Well, that's right. It's definitely an environmental benefit to be able to take these and have them recycled.
All right, Dave. Well, once again, if people want more information, 203-217-9917 or tinyurl.com/troop22. I hope you had a Merry Christmas and look forward to a happy and safe new year for you, all your Scout leaders, and all your Scouts.
Thank you, Marshall, and for all the good work you do.
Thanks a lot, Dave. We'll check with you later on. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That is it, the Christmas tree pickup that we're talking about this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, if you want more information, tinyurl.com/troop22 or 203-217-9917.